Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Now look, you know, women are the future of American business, and according to a recent Nielsen report, women will control two-thirds of American consumer wealth in less than a decade, yet almost all the business and success literature out there is still written for men. Well, poo on that.
Yeah, forget it.
Go-to expert to help us understand how to get more women into the workforce and why the workforce needs women is, of course, Sharon Lecter, the author of Think and Grow Rich for Women, Using Your Power to Create Success and Significance. Sharon, what's up? You know, there was that Wall Street Journal article that came out recently, how to get more women into the workforce. Why are we still talking about this, Sharon?
It's a great question, Pam. Hi, Pam and Michelle. One of the issues that we're talking about in that article, they kind of leave out one of the biggest stats there are. Two out of every three new businesses are started by women. But from a demographic perspective, baby boomers are retiring and Gen X is half the size. So there's a shrinkage of qualified people out there. And we have over 50% of college graduates are women. And so there's a huge opportunity for women to step up and support and find the skilled force that they are entitled to create the future they want for themselves and their family. Many women are either leaving the workplace because of children and family demands, and many are starting their own businesses. So it's not all bad news, but there's lots of opportunity, and that's what we need to be talking about.
Exactly. So how can we bring more women and encourage more women to join the workforce, Sharon? That seems to be problematic as well.
Well, there's a couple of areas, Michelle, that I think are really huge opportunities for the corporate employers out there. So one of the things, you know, where we have just not nearly enough qualified women are is in high tech fields.
Amen.
And so some of these high tech companies, in fact, I was talking to one last week, I said, why don't you create an opportunity where you train them as to what you want them to do? So you provide that education, and then you have the trained workforce, you have the women that are there to support you. And that's number one, is when we don't have enough trained women in those high tech areas. And so that's a real emphasis that corporate leaders should be looking at right now, opening those doors of opportunity.
It's got to be a comfortable culture, right? It's kind of hard to feel comfortable when there's, you know, when really, especially in tech industry, it seems to be fairly male dominated, not a whole lot of diversity, and it's just not a place where a woman feels like, yeah, this is so, I'll just ease right into this one. It's more like, you know? So it's creating a new culture, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Pam, when they do a training program, women are going in groups, and that's where you have the ability for true success, because it's not one woman going into a male-dominated environment. So it's a top-down culture shift for these companies. And I believe it truly can work, because when you get the training, women are loyal and they're there. But also those high tech companies are probably better prepared to create that flex time. And that's an important thing. America is so far behind Europe in creating flex time for family leave for both men and women. And so we talk about maternity leave, but you know, the world has changed dramatically, and you know, you're a parent forever. You're a parent for 20, you know, forever.
Right,
not just at birth that you have demands that you need to pay attention to issues in your family. And so Europe has been much more progressive. So corporate leaders need to look at what are you doing? And it's not just for women, ladies. It's also Gen Y. Those young people, they're not accustomed to demanding an 8-to-5. They want to feel like they have some control over their own lives. So the entire culture of the workplace itself is shifting.
Changed. Totally changed. I couldn't agree with you more. But let's go back to, women are leaving to go have their children. So this flex time thing is not working. So then they're just leaving, and then they start a family, and then they want to go back to work, and they're having a hard time finding jobs.
And that's, you know, and that it's almost counterintuitive because there are so many job openings out there. But again, women are looking for something where they have that flex time. And women are looking, you know, what's happening is that they are now coming together and creating new businesses. And that's really the best of all worlds, because then they control their own schedule. They have the opportunity to build their own corporate ladder and trying to rebuild and rescale a corporate ladder that already exists. But it is, you know, we have fewer women coming back into the workforce today than we did 20 years ago after having children.
Do you really? Why is that, Sharon?
It's hard.
Why?
Well, I think it's because women are taking choices, and they're saying, you know, it's the cost of healthcare.
Yeah.
Particularly if we're talking lower level employees, the cost of healthcare is going up, and it doesn't make sense for them to go back to work because
right.
the cost of healthcare and transportation eats away their income.
Yeah,
and that's a huge dilemma that we have. The third thing that employers can do is provide on-site employee benefit childcare.
Yeah.
And those are progressive things that employers can do to truly encourage women to come back into the workforce, because Warren Buffett said the future is based on women. You know, we put women's mind power to work. That's what's going to direct our economy. Women already own 60% of all wealth in the United States. And in the next decade, that's going to be 2/3. In the next 40 years, William globally will inherit $30 trillion. So we need to educate ourselves. We need to understand how to employ that appropriately, how to invest it so it grows for ourselves and our families.
So what do we do, Sharon, you know, with women having to make these decisions about career or family? I mean, it seems to be the biggest thing that we're faced with. And so what do women do?
Well, I think there's opportunity in this. I always try to look at every problem and say, how do we solve it? So the women out there that are looking for what you want to do, you know, create that healthcare environment so you support other women going back to work. You know, create the solution to the problem so that women can go back to work. Also, get yourself some additional training. Community colleges are very affordable. Get yourself the training that makes you uniquely qualified to get a higher paying job.
Well, you know, I think that what's really important here is that it doesn't have to be an either or thing anymore. Women just have to be strategic about how they're going to plot this out for themselves, get a real plan together, and also try to find an environment within which the employer really gets it. And that means you have to do a little due diligence. It may not be with a traditional firm anymore. It may have to be, you know, more like, some of the Silicon Valley firms are really starting to open up and be much more agreeable to this. Why? Because it's Gen X. It's the millennials. It's the people who are now saying, you've got to do it differently. So I think your points, Sharon, are absolutely spot on. I want to make sure everyone knows that we're talking to Sharon Lecter, and the book is Think and Grow Rich for Women, Using Your Power to Create Success and Significance. And the website is Sharon Lecter, and that's LECHTER.com. Once again, Sharon, your words of wisdom and your wit as well are so welcome here on Her Radio to help us understand why the workforce needs more women. Thanks for being on Her Radio again. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And I say, as women, you need to take charge. You need to take financial charge. And, you know, if nothing else, start your own company. That's a great thing to do and a great way to drive the economy. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Stay well.